Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest will deteriorate dramatically later this weekend into early next week as we deal with a major winter-like storm system. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The snow that fell last night is pushing out of the region very quickly. We'll have a high-pressure center dominating the region this afternoon and into the day tomorrow, or at least tomorrow morning, and we'll expect to see some very cool temperatures overnight with some lows in the single digits and teens. But that high pressure system will abate quickly, and we will see an increasing southeast wind developing across the region. And with that will come a good chance for a little bit of snowfall on Saturday from Minnesota back into western North Dakota. And we'll expect that snow to be relatively light, but just to the south of that will be a deepening low pressure center that will stimulate some very strong wind speeds from Texas to South Dakota. And that wind will be associated with a deepening low pressure center that will move from Colorado into portions of Iowa and eastern Minnesota as we go forward through the latter part of the weekend and early part of next week. That storm system promises to enhance our precipitation. We are going to see some very heavy snow occurring across much of North Dakota and northern portions of South Dakota and eventually across Minnesota. Now, the Minnesota precipitation in the south will probably change over to some rain at some point on Sunday going into early Monday morning because of the amount of warm air that will come northward. But to the northwest will be some of that very impressive snow. We expect to see that 8 to 20 inch forecast to verify that we mentioned yesterday, and there is still potential that inside that region from eastern South Dakota through central and northeastern parts of Minnesota, there could easily be a couple of feet of snow to accumulate, and a lot of caution is going to be needed for travel across the region. Peak of the storm will likely occur as we go from Sunday into Monday night, and during that time period, blizzard or near blizzard conditions will occur in much of the region. Now, if you're in the northeast part of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, you'll miss out on a lot of the heavier snows. You'll look for a dusting upwards to about 4 inches in those areas. But the further south you go, the more nasty the weather will be. And we do expect that area from, again, eastern South Dakota into northeastern Minnesota to be the region that will experience the greatest adversity. The storm will wind down Monday night into Tuesday morning. We should finally have some tranquil weather after that. It will get cold behind the storm system. Our temperatures will fall back into some single digits and teens behind the storm center as we get into the early part of next week. Wouldn't surprise me to see some sub-zero degree readings occurring in parts of the Dakotas. Our afternoon temperatures are going to be contrasting from 20s in the north to 40s in the south over the next couple of days, but we will eventually find those 20s dominating all areas as we get to early next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.